Tips and tricks time here on Blueprint for Living. Yes, the tips and tricks division in full swing. Baking, I know, nightmare. Dan Leppard is a food writer and baker extraordinary. Dan, welcome.
Really good to be here.
There are all sorts of nightmares that can confront us as bakers. Dan, give us a quick troubleshooting guide to baking disasters.
I think the big secret is always use a recipe. I mean, the areas that people really struggle at are cakes, bickies, pastries, pavlovas, meringues, and actually sweeties like caramel or chocolate. For some cooks, these recipes are the devil's work, always temperamental and not to be trusted.
All right, let's go through a bit of a list. And as you say, recipe, because baking is precise, is it not? Baking is, you know, not just a matter of a bit of that and a bit of that.
Yeah, what you're trying to do is create these ratios that will work together, that will hold the sugar, fat and flour trinity in suspension. So when you make a cake, you want to end up with an emulsion with everything suspended into this luscious mixture, and perhaps eggs are key to it.
Okay, that sinking cake, can it be saved, or how do we avoid that next time?
I was thinking about sinking cakes. I was thinking maybe you should just cut the center out and turn it into a ring cake or something like that. When a cake sinks, the first thing to do, or the first thing you do when you make the cake the next time, is to reduce the fat and sugar and slightly increase the egg and flour, and this will usually sort it out.
What about bread? If my bread isn't rising, or conversely, if it rises too much?
I think to avoid your bread not rising or rising too much, I always use those sachets of instant yeast rather than the tubs. That way they're always fresh and ready to go. I think the trick today is to not let the dough double in size. That was the old rule. You'd let the dough double, knead it, shape it, let it double. And we don't do that anymore. Just let it rise by half, not double. That way the dough is always young and, you know, ready to burst out into the oven into a big proud loaf.
All right, biscuits. Various sins of consistency. They're either chewy or brittle or burnt.
I think the thing about bickies is always to test your mixture first. I know it seems, you know, you're eager, you want to get all your bickies cooked, but just take one, put it on a tray, bake it for 15 minutes just to check, because sometimes if it's a bit puffy and a bit cake-like, you can always add in some more butter and sugar into your bicky mix. Bicky mixes are very easy to save. You can just keep mixing them until you get it right. The other thing you can do that way is check your baking time, because you want it to be, you know, tender and gooey and chewy, and you don't want it dried out. So that way you'll know that whether your temperature and time are spot on.
All right, pastry. This is occasionally a world of pain. I mean, sometimes it won't roll out. Sometimes it's too crumbly. What's some rules of thumb here?
The rule of thumb really is to make the pastry ahead of time, chill it, and let it thaw out again. Now, that's going to sound really weird because you think, aren't you just, isn't it the same pastry? But it's not, because the flour will have absorbed the moisture, the gluten would have come out and made it easier to roll. So make your short crust pastry at least an hour ahead of time, chill it in the fridge, then get it out and bring it back to room temperature, and you'll find it's pretty easy to roll it into something beautiful.
Because that is a great example of where there's real science happening, not just cooking.
Yeah, I think it seems so simple. You've just whipped up some butter and sugar and flour together, and you think, what could go wrong? But actually, quite a lot could go wrong. I've had some terrible ones where it's all slipped down the side and ended up as a big puddle in the bottom of the tart tin. But honestly, give yourself time, let that dough chill. And if you can, once you've rolled it out into your tart case, leave it in the fridge or freezer for an hour again, will give you a beautiful result.
Great baking tips here from Dan Leppard. Egg white dramas, Dan, folding them through a sponge mix, disasters with pavlovas.
I think with egg whites, what you really want to do is add the sugar slowly at first. I often find that's a area of disaster. What can happen is that if you add too much sugar in the beginning, the matrix, this egg white protein that needs to come together to form this fluffy mass, just will fail. And once it fails, you can't get it back up again. So like Nana used to say, just add the sugar spoonful by spoonful and it will whip up into something beautiful.
Dan, thank you.
A pleasure, Jonathan.
Tips and tricks for your baking disasters averted. Dan Leppard is the man you can thank. He is a food writer, something of a whiz baking-wise in the kitchen. And this is the Blueprint for Living, Tips and Tricks Division.